Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Some better news this morning. We'll end the week in a nice way. We'll start with Fidens Brewing Company. What's going on?
Yeah, this brewery has been open in Colony for about a year, but has intentionally kept a low profile. It comes from business partners Michael Carter, Steve Parker, and Tim Pierce, who started brewing and serving beer out of a 2,000-square-foot industrial space without any desire to please a large crowd. And their focus has been brewing hoppy double IPAs. Fidens had a small tasting room open at 10 Walker Way in Colony and was able to host customers for about 4 months before COVID-19 forced the business to close temporarily. It opened a couple weeks later for drive-through growler fills, and it was met with a line of customers going up the road. Michael Carter says he feels awkward saying that business has boomed since COVID, but the success so far has been generated purely from word of mouth. The original plan didn't even include a tap room. It was just going to be to-go sales. The owners didn't bring on any investors to finance the business. They've used their own money to renovate the brewery space and start up operations. Carter recently put down a down payment on a canning line, which will take several months to build out, but it will help the business keep up with the demand for beer to go, as the business has no plans right now for reopening the tap room.
From that business news story to the Breadbasket Bakery in Saratoga Springs, under new ownership now.
That's right, a staple in Saratoga. Ed Mitson, the owner of marketing firm Fingerpaint, and his family have purchased the bakery that's next to Congress Park in downtown Saratoga Springs. Joan Tallman started the bakery in her basement in 1982, and now in her 70s is ready to retire. Mitson called the Breadbasket a staple and wanted to see it stay in business. He has provided some money for renovations, cash flow, and marketing, including a new website, but he doesn't plan to change any of the recipes. And the staff has agreed to stay, including Tallman's son, Matt, the general manager. The bakery has reopened following a renovation that included new floors, paint, and display cases. The renovated bathroom includes some of the building's original windows, which were uncovered during the project. The Mitsons have decided that all of the bakery's profits will be donated monthly or quarterly to charities focused on fighting hunger and food insecurity. This week, the family presented a $25,000 check to Capital Roots, the Troy-based nonprofit that organizes community gardens and provides healthy food access and education around the region.
Melissa Mangini, she's the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Fridays. For more, head to albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You too.